Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Diana Krekus. I'm the Take Action Life Coach, and I am just excited about the topic that we're going to be talking about this morning. So if you get a piece of paper and a pen so you can write down some notes, because you definitely want to do this if you're having a problem with this particular, problem. Anyway, a lot of people have problem with what's called time management. They really, really do. They'll set the alarm and they decide to go back to sleep. They do the snooze and then they can't get up. You know, it's just very difficult trying to manage your time. You know, everybody's got the same amount of hours. You got the 24 hours a day, and it's just it can be difficult to manage time. I had a challenge with that. I used to be late all the time. It was constantly, you know, but I've learned with time that I even plan 2 weeks ahead of time to make sure that I'm on time. So if you're having problems with time management, this one is for you, for sure. Let me ask you a couple questions. Do you feel like your day is passing you by? You don't know where the time went. You know, you're on the computer and you start at 8 o'clock in the morning and then it's already 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have no idea what happened. You feel like you can't catch up. Do you feel there are so many interruptions in your day that you can't get everything done? You know, well, welcome to the club, because the majority of people have that same issue. So time management can be difficult, but it can be done if you just know how to do it. You know, some people use calendars, some people use lists. Whatever works for you, that's what you need to do. A calendar is huge. You know, a lot of times we have the calendars up. Do we really look at them? No. Sometimes we have calendars that we have by our desk, and some people don't even look at those. But what I like to do is I love Gmail. Gmail is one of my favorite tools that I have. And, of course, you have a calendar there. You could set the time whatever you want to do, if you want to be on a show, if you want to, you know, have a, you know, a lot of times when you have your home-based business, there's webinars, there's sizzle calls, there's all kinds of things that you want to attend. You can already preset it, and it will give you a 30-minute reminder. So it's not like you're just, you put the date and you forget. I think that tool is valuable because it actually pops up in your email. You could get it on your phone saying, hey, you got a 30-minute reminder. So it could also bring it back, you know, bring that to your attention. But like I said, some people don't even use that. It's sad, but it's true. You can make a list of what you have to get accomplished. That is huge. I do have a time management tool that if anybody's interested, I will email it to you. All you have to do is send me an email at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. So it's really, if you want that tool, you can have that. But it's really important to realize, first of all, that you have a time management issue. Some people don't even realize. It's like, oh, well, that's just me. No, it's not just you. It's a bad habit that you got into. And it can be changed. But again, it takes time. You can't do it overnight. So it's really important that if this is what you want to do, that you must, first of all, see that you have a problem. And second of all, that you are willing to learn how to undo it. You know, let me tell you, at first it's hard, but you can do it. People will try to suck your time if you let them. That's another issue with time management. Some people think because you work at home that you have all the time in the world to talk to them about what's happening in the neighborhood, what's going on, you know, on the Jerry Springer show, what's going on TV. You know, they think, oh, well, you work from home, so you could, you know, talk all day. Well, if you start looking at the time that you're spending talking to people, you'd be very, very surprised at all the time you wasted. If that person is not a prospect for your business, you know, you really have to limit that time. You could tell that person, look, I only got 5 minutes, and stick to it. Make sure you stick to it, because a lot of times they'll sit and talk and talk and talk. You know, I have a couple of people in my life, I'm not mentioning any names, that I cannot get in a word edgewise. They tell me all about what's going on in their life and this and that, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, I really can't talk. And the more I keep telling them, and I don't want to be rude, but that's an issue I have with two particular people, but it has tapered off a lot. You know, it has been, trust me, it's been a pain in the neck because they call at the most unopportune times. They'll call you when you're having supper. They'll call you when you're taking your lunch break, you know, and they mean well. Don't get me wrong. They really, really mean well, but they don't have anything to do. You know, they don't have a job. They are not committed to doing anything. They just want, you know, when they pick up the phone and you need to be available. Well, you can't do that. It's extremely, extremely important. Because what happens is as they suck your time, they're distracting you. And when you try to go back to what you were going to do in the first place, you can't. You can't because you've lost your total focus. So, you know, you have to remember they don't have the goals and they don't have the visions that you do. If you want to get things done, you have to make that time. You know, I know you're probably saying to yourself, how do I do it? How do I manage my time effectively? How do I tell people I need my time? By telling them. I'm serious. You have to sit down with your family, you know, or if it's whoever you're living with, you have to tell them, look, I need this particular time and this particular time. You know, unless it's an emergency like the house is on fire, don't bother me. I'm serious. You really have to tell them, don't bother me. Because what happens is you're not getting the stuff you need to get done. You're getting frustrated. You're not doing income-producing activities. What you're doing is you're sitting there and you're, you know, you're not getting anything accomplished. And then you're putting out all these payments for autoresponders, for, you know, all other tools, and you're not even getting that done. You know, that's what really irks me. When I get interrupted, I'm very, now it's gotten to the point, if I get interrupted, it's just like, wait, no, don't bother me. Because it just really, really throws my whole day off. It throws my concentration. I'm trying to, like, for instance, I'm trying to get a couple of courses done. Well, if I keep following these interruptions, I will never get them done. You know, because what happens is you go and you do a project, you go and you stand up, you go to do something. You come back, you don't know where you left off. You could have notes that you left it off, but emotionally and mentally, you're not there. It takes a good 20 minutes to get back into the groove, into the focus of what you're doing. So if it's really something important, you've got to carve out that time. And you got to say, I don't care. The dishes could wait. Not that you want the dishes to pile up for a week, but the dishes could wait. If the only time I would say, like, interruptions are if you have to, some people have to eat because they have low blood sugar, that's fine. If you have to stop what you're doing to do that, that's fine. You can't stay at your desk all the time. Some people stay at their desk for 10, 12, 14 hours straight. That is unhealthy. You have to make time to get up and do exercise because they have done a study that people who are couch potatoes or people who are sitting in chairs for a prolonged period of time have higher risk for health issues because you're not circulating the blood. Also, by getting up and doing exercise, you're actually, you actually open up your mind to other ideas to get things accomplished, you know, with whatever you're trying to do during the day. You know, you have to explain to the people in your life what you're trying to accomplish and what it means for you to accomplish it. If you have to talk to 100 people a day to get to where you need to be, you have to tell them, look, I have to make 100 phone calls. That will take me X amount of time. I can't have you interrupting me during this particular time because it's the best time to make phone calls. You have to be specific. Explain to them how much this means to you. They need to know why you're doing it. You know, because some people, they have no clue because they're not doing what you're doing. So they think you're wasting time. But in reality, you need to do this for that particular task to be accomplished. Unless that person is an entrepreneur, unless that person is in the home-based business arena, they have no idea. They're thinking, if you're doing a blog, they're thinking you're just sitting there writing. If they think that you're chatting with people when in reality you're talking to the prospect to try to get them to look at what you're doing, they don't know that. They think you're just chit-chatting, you know. So that's why it's extremely important that you tell them, this is what I need to do. I have to make so many phone calls a day. I have to talk to the prospects. I have to get the prospects to, you know, to a sizzle call, to a webinar. I have to call that prospect on the phone if they're interested in whatever particular business you're doing. But if you don't explain that, like I said, to your family members, they're going to think you're not doing anything. Be clear and concise with what you're telling them. again, you know, you want to make sure that you tell them, look, from 9 o'clock to 12, this is what I'm doing. From 12 to 1, I'm taking a lunch break. And take at least no less than half an hour to an hour lunch break. And I'll explain to you why. Because you need to recharge those batteries. During that time, if you choose, you could do your exercise, whatever. But you need to do it. When you are finished, like on a Sunday night, what I try to do is I try to carve out the different things that I'm going to be doing during the week. I have a planner right next to me that this is what I'm going to do. I have a doctor's appointment. I have a dentist appointment. I have whatever. I have it all written out. I do that on Sunday so that I kind of could plan my week accordingly. You need to do that. If you're not doing that, you need to do that. Trust me. Because if you could plan ahead and, got, you know, life happens or, God forbid, your child gets sick, you could kind of plan your day, say, okay, I could change it to whatever day. But if you don't start putting it out and mapping it out, number one, it's not going to happen. Number two, you're going to forget about it because you're not mapping it out. And number three, you're going to get more frustrated than ever because it's like, oh, my God, how did I forget this? How did I forget that? So that's why it's extremely important to map everything out. I just came across a tool, and I have it on my Facebook. It's called Simpology. It makes things happen. Because what you do is you map out everything that you're going to do, why you're going to do it. What is your why? What is your short-term goals? What is your medium goals? What's your long-term goals? So this tool really has saved me time. So like I said, it's a free. You could get it for free. You could get like the light version for free, or if you want the pro version, I think it's $7, and I think the elite version, I believe, is $50-something dollars. That includes everything. But what you could do is you could try it for free and see how it works for you. Because some people, you know, that may not work, but mind mapping might work. You know, you could, again, put all your things out there, exactly what you want to do, that in a week, this is what you want to accomplish. In a month, this is what you want to accomplish. In 60 days, this is what you want to accomplish. In 90 days, and so forth. But you got to have the goals, and they must be written out. If you're not writing them out, I'm telling you, they're not going to get done. So, like I said, this is a very exciting topic for me because I see it. I see people online, and they have time to go and do games. I'll admit, I do a game. I do one game a night, but that is to shut, you know, kind of like to shut everything down. I'm not interested in watching TV. I'm not interested in all the crazy crap that's on TV. I'm sorry. It just really, like, really, you know, I go to Google News, you know, or I go to the different news, you know, stations. I look at what's happening in the world. So, no, I'm not a hermit, but I don't like to sit there and listen to TV. To me, it's a waste of time, and it's really a boob tube. That's really what it is. So, personally, I don't like to watch TV. I rather play the game that I'm playing is challenging. So that's why, you know, in a way I'm supposed to shut my brain down, but in reality I'm challenging myself. Or if I'm really, really tired, what I'll do is I'll get one of my motivational, inspirational books and I'll start reading them. Even if I've read them before, I will read them again because it's really important that you map out some time in your day for your personal development. You know, that's one of the things that I suggest to people. First of all, you need to let me know, you know, when I'm doing coaching. First of all, you need to let me know what is your plan, what's your goal, what are you trying to accomplish here, and what are your daily tasks that you need to do in order to accomplish whatever your goal is. But what I tell people, in the morning, very early, you might have to get up an hour earlier than the rest of the family, okay, to have your quiet time. But you get up in the morning. Some people, of course, have their cup of coffee. We're not going to take that away. But what you want to do is you want to take that time to, you know, do some meditation, or that's your time for your prayer, or that's a time to, you know, talk to your higher power, and mine is God. That's who I talk to, or, you know, whoever your higher power is, whatever. But you should take at least an hour to yourself where you could kind of focus on what you need to get done, but you also are doing personal development, because you can't grow if you don't learn. You can't. You know, there's so many things out there to learn, and you have to manage that too, because I see people that are serial students, you know, where all they're doing, oh, wait, I got to go to a webinar because they're going to teach this. No, wait, I can't talk to a prospect. No, can't talk to a prospect because I have to go run it and go to another webinar. You know, and all they do is go into webinars all day, and then they're wondering why they're not making money. Well, hello, you're not talking to people. You're not making the phone calls that you need to make. You're not doing what needs to be done. You're not sending out emails. You're not posting ads. You're not posting in groups. You're not doing anything that you need to get done. So how the hell do you expect to get paid if all you're doing is becoming a serial learner? So that's why I tell people an hour a day, start early in the morning, ahead of the rest of the family, because if you're a mom or dad trying to get ready, trying to get the kids ready and out the door, it can be taxing. So that's why you need to get up an hour earlier. And again, that's why you need to go to bed an hour earlier. And watching the news or watching the other nonsense on TV, that ain't going to cut it. Because I tell people, you know, they tell me, oh, I want to watch this show and so forth. I'm like, okay. I said, is it paying you? Are they paying you to watch? They're not. So why the hell are you going to waste the time seeing something that's really not going to pay you, that's really not of value, it's not going to impact your life? You know, who the hell cares what's going on Grey's Anatomy? Who the hell cares what's going on these other shows? Really? I'm not, or, and this one I know I'm going to irk my sports people, but really, I am, well, I guess I could talk about it because I'm not interested in sports, but I mean, I know you want to see the game as it happens, but if you need to accomplish something and you need the time, you're on a time deadline, it needs to get done, yeah, it's great to watch that game, but guess what? You can record it. I know it's difficult to follow that, but let me tell you something. You can record it, and you could see it at a better time. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be watching the game. You're going to be stressed out watching the game because you're looking at the clock. I got to get this done. There's a deadline. Why put yourself through that when there's other options, other tools that you can do that can make your life easier, such as recording shows? If there's a particular show that comes on that you really, really want to see and you have that deadline, well, guess what? Put on the record button and keep going. Because otherwise, you know, you're going to look back and say, why the hell did I sit there and watch it when I could have done something and now my window of opportunity is over with? These are things you have to really consider, especially when you're working from home. This even affects people who are working at jobs. Because if you continue getting to work late, you think your boss is going to really care that, oh, you got up late because the alarm didn't go off. Oh, you got up late. You know, you got in late because your child got sick. Oh, you got in late because of traffic. They don't want to hear it. They are paying you to be there on time. They really don't care. All they care is their statistics, their productivity. That's what they care about. They don't care that, you know, whatever, you had a flat tire in the morning, whatever. You ran out of gas. Please. They don't want to hear it. They want you there. And if you can't be there, trust me, they will find somebody to replace you. That's why I laugh when people say, oh, I got a job and, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Baloney. You do have to worry about it because, you know, if the boss feels that you're not doing enough productivity, they will replace you. Trust me. So that's why I really encourage people to do something from home, whatever it is, whatever type of business, but you want to do something from home because you never know. What if you get sick? That, God forbid, you get sick, you get into an accident, you get injured, whatever. You can't go to work. Now what? Now what do you do? Those are things you really need to plan ahead. Some of the things that I'm going to tell you that you really need to do, you know, tips for the time management, especially for your business, plan out your day the day before. Like I told you, on Sunday, I plan out for the week. And what I do is I look at what I've done. Like, let's say today's Wednesday. I have to get such and such stuff done. By tonight, I'm going to look and say, did I get it done? If I did not get done the things I need to get done, why? You have to make yourself accountable as to why you didn't get that particular thing done. You have to. You really have to say, hey, you know what? I didn't get it done because, yes, I was distracted. Yes, I was, you know, worrying about what's going on the social networks. Social networks are great. Don't get me wrong, because I'm on social networks. That's where I do all my business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, IBO Toolbox. I got Twitter. But, again, I don't spend all day on Facebook. I'm like, you know, looking at that, really, unless it's something, again, that you're contacting people and you're prospecting, but to sit there and worry about what so-and-so posted, oh, look at that that picture somebody posted. Oh, isn't that a cute puppy? Wait a minute, look at the video. There's a video of a puppy. There's a video of a baby. There's a video of whatever. By then, you already sucked up your time, you know, and you have to turn it off. And, yes, you need to turn off Facebook. You don't have to be on there 24/7. You don't have to know all the gossip that's going on because a lot of the stuff on Facebook is gossip. This one's happening, that one's happening, or you got the political stuff. You know, you need to, again, look at where you want to be. You know, who the hell cares? Seriously, is that going to pay your mortgage? Is that going to pay your car payment that you're watching the video about the baby that's smiling or singing or whatever, or the puppy that says, I love you, or whatever else is out there? Really? Is it going to pay your bills? No. I mean, there's nothing wrong with entertainment. Everybody needs it because you got to de-stress. I see people so stressed out that they really need to de-stress. So, again, you know, watching a video, watching a movie, that's fine, but it's the time you pick to do so. At the end of the day, you should be able to, you know, to relax a little bit. If you worked hard all day, you better take the time. But you need to prioritize the most things that need to be done first. And a lot of people have a problem with that. Okay, because if you have things that you really, really, really don't want to get done, I mean, that you know has to get done, but you don't want to do it, I'm going to tell you something. Don't put them at the end of the day because you're not going to get it done. Ideally, those pain in the ass projects that you got to get done or whatever it is that you got to get done, put it in the morning. You know, whatever or whatever time you're working your home-based business. If you work all day and if you come home and you start working your home-based business between 6 and 8 or 6 and 9 or 6 and 10, whatever it is, at whatever that beginning time is, that's when you should do the most difficult projects. Because otherwise, I'm telling you, by the end of the day, you're not going to feel like doing it. And then it's going to get pushed to another day, and it'll never get done. The next thing you want to do is plan for the unplanned. Really. Life happens. You know, you're in the middle of doing something, whatever it is, and all of a sudden you get a call from the school that your kid is sick. Or you get a call from your spouse that they can't come home because something happened to the car. And, you know, that they, you know, that's a distraction or whatever. Because you never know. Unplanned things do happen. Life happens. But you got to plan for that. That's why I'm trying to tell you that the most difficult things, do it first. Get focused. Seriously, this is huge for people. They tell me they're focused, but the minute that there's a distraction, they, you know, the next shiny object comes out, they're not focused. That's one of the problems that happens in the home-based business arena. People say, okay, yeah, I'm focused on XYZ Jelly Bean Company. This is what I want to do. You know, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to put my blinders on. I'm going to do that. This is exactly what I'm going to do. And then I see them promoting ABC whatever company. Then a month later, then they're doing a DEF company. And then they're before you know it, they've already within that, you know, like I call it the season. Within that season, they already had 6 or 10 different businesses. Then they wonder, how come I'm not making money? I mean, I had a friend of mine who was in 14 businesses. When I sat down with him and tried to explain it to him, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. 14 businesses? I said, and what the hell are you promoting? Oh, well, I'm promoting this one. No, I got to promote that one. He didn't even know what the hell he was doing. He didn't know what business was what. Second of all, he was paying auto ships for all these businesses, and he was wondering why he was broke. Well, hello, if you're paying these auto ships and you're not even in that business, you just want to keep that position open, you are doing a disservice to yourself and to your family. You're putting yourself in a hole, and that's really destructive. It really is. That's one of the things I like about the business that I'm in. There's no auto ship. I don't have to worry about that. I could, you know, it's totally different than the typical MLM business. I'm in an affiliate marketing business, and there's things that really can add up. So, you know, when you're in business, you have to do your auto ship. You have to do your website fee. You have to worry about advertising. Advertising, ladies and gentlemen, is not cheap. It's not. You know, I see a lot of people put on, you know, the different social networks. Oh, you get free advertising. There is nothing free. Advertising isn't free. you're either going to pay for it, and you're going to pay a good penny for it, or you're going to have to do it manually, and you're going to do it with your time. One way or the other, you're going to pay for it. Doing it, you know, these free things, you also have to see what kind of prospects are you getting from these free, you know, sites. Seriously, because if they have that free mentality, everything is free, and they think their business is free, I love when I see a post, I don't want to pay an auto ship, I don't want to do this, I want a business that I don't have to put no money. I laugh and I ask them, seriously, what business do you know that you do not have to put any money in it? Because, and I'm putting it out there to your listeners, tell me one business that you know that, and it could be affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing, you still even have to pay. Maybe you don't have to pay autoship. Maybe you don't have to pay a website fee. But ladies and gentlemen, guess what? You got to pay for advertising. So you have to pay, okay? You know, that's what makes me laugh with some of these things. Oh, no, no, no. Yes, you do. Because who the hell's going to see what you're offering if you don't advertise? So every business, there is something that you have to pay for. That's why it's extremely important that you get focused on what you need to do. You got to spend the time talking to your prospects, number one, whoever comes in through your sales funnel. Number two, you have to advertise. You have to make the time to advertise. And if it's the free way of advertising, guess what? It's going to suck your time. And you better make sure that those places that you're advertising are legitimate places where people will see it, that people don't have that mentality of free. Because they'll look at your business, they'll waste your time, and then they'll say, oh, I got to pay? Oh, no, 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 I don't want it. There you go. You wasted your whole time on somebody who was thinking only free. If you can't get something done today, add it to your tomorrow's list as soon as possible. Make sure. Carry a planner with you at all times so you can schedule things as they come up. You know, you could have your pocket planner. You always want to write things down. And then when you get home, go and put it on the master planner so that this way you know. Because a lot of times people jot something down, forget to put it on their master planner, and forget it. They're like, oh, my God, I had an appointment with so-and-so at 9 o'clock this morning, and forget it. I didn't get, you know, I wasn't able to meet with that person, so, you know, it's over with. So I hope this has been very helpful. You know, I gave you a lot of information on what to do, but ultimately it is up to you that need to make the time. I could sit here and I could tell you, you need to do this, you need to do that, but if you don't take care of your own time and manage it wisely, you're going to be losing out. You know, I love that that picture where it says, what you're doing today is going to affect your tomorrows, okay? So what you're doing today, it really is going to affect how your next year is going to be. Because if you're doing everything that you have to do today, your next year is going to be pretty good. But if you're not doing anything, you're not taking the time, you're not doing anything that you need to get done, exactly what you got this year is exactly what you're going to get next year. And if you didn't make money this year, guess what? You ain't going to make the money next year, no matter what. So if you didn't make money this year, you need to evaluate why didn't I make the money, okay? Because there are opportunities out there that you can make money, but guess what? It takes work. You know, and it also depends what you want to do. You know, if you want to make $5,000 a month, well, you better see what it takes to get $5,000 a month. How many prospects you need to talk to? How many people do you need to follow up with? What do you need to do? You need to be concise and specific with your goals. So in wrapping up, you know, with the time management, sit down today. If you're really having an issue, listen to the show, take notes, and start doing what needs to get done. Start planning, you know, so that this way we got a new month coming up already. You know, plan everything now so that at the time of the new month, come February 1st, you already have a plan of action in place. See, a lot of people sit and they'll tell you, oh, I'm going to wait till February 1st to do something. Why? Plan it now so that February 1st you're prepared and you're ready to go jumping right out of the gate. So again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening today. I greatly appreciate it. We will be having a show next week, Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m. Topic, I don't know. I do it as a whim, you know, and it really works better that way than to sit and do something structured. It works for me. But anyway, thank you so much. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. Look for me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on IBO. Connect with me. Let me know what you thought of the show. And I hope to hear from each and every one of you. Have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.